The sharp end of radio is a young person's business. I said that when I came into radio at the age of 18, but looking around the hallowed portals of Brompton Towers, I'd say that the average age of heads of music in independent radio today is 28 years. In the record business, the people who are pluggers, or artist and repertoire men, are young people. Again, an average age of 28-ish. And the presenters on a typical independent radio station are young. Perhaps average age 28. With computers in music on a radio station, I would say, OK, let's have them in the system if they're going to ease the bureaucracy and paperwork rather than change our lifestyles to be our masters. There is the need to define very clearly who should listen to what. Musical content is of paramount importance with radio stations now on the verge of split frequencies. In future, I can foresee that radio stations will either be oldies-orientated or very singles-orientated, and that the audience of 35-plus, of which there are huge numbers, will be left well and truly disenfranchised. Because the over-35s were brought up on pop music when the music scene broke in a big way, they will not unnaturally accept oldies as a diet. They'll listen to and enjoy oldies, but it may not be their first choice of music. My thinking is that they would want to hear more album tracks in a format which we would call adult-orientated rock, AOR, which would also include some of today's more melodic sounds. From my own experience, some 30 years playing records, it's interesting to note the way people react quite violently towards oldies. Now, new material, fair enough, they'll give that the benefit of the doubt. Hearing it two or three times a day won't offend you. But up comes a golden oldie, which you couldn't stand at the time. There's no way you're going to stand it this time around either. The tolerance levels in oldies is very different to current singles, and that the rotation should be made that much faster. Some radio stations program a set of oldies for weeks. On first hearing, you think, "Ah, that's great to hear that good old song again." But after hearing it four times within 4 days, you think, "Oh my God, they're not playing that old thing again, are they? I heard that only yesterday." If one is programming by computer, I can only plead to programmers, let the machines be our servants and not our masters, hoping that we can program in the fail-safes, like don't repeat that record 4 times within 4 days, and to rotate oldies at a much faster rate. I just have a feeling that although the music will be there, it'll be the historical perspective, the knowledge of the music in its most fundamental, that will be missing in 5 years' time. As a programmer, I believe you should be in touch with your presenters. Feedback from them is important. It is they who are in contact with the public, who visit pubs and clubs and know the music scene locally. And I think that anyone on the programming side of a radio station who ignores what their presenters have to say is not doing his or her job properly. With young presenters, young music controllers, and young record pluggers, if we take this to its logical conclusion, the audience will be more knowledgeable than those running a radio station's output. In some radio stations, the presenter has no choice of music. He's very much put into a straitjacket. Others do have a selection of, say, 3 tracks in an hour, but quite often these presenters are criticised because they play records out of format and sometimes out of character. Perhaps a computer will allow 1 or 2 themed hours by tempo or by artist. A computer should not dictate what can and cannot be broadcast. If, for example, you have a Wet, Wet, Wet hit single on the computerized playlist, a presenter would play this. We've had every fact of information about this record rammed down our throats for 2 months now. The presenter most certainly wouldn't be allowed to do this, as was heard on a radio station north of Watford, a week or 3 back.
Getting by with a little help from my friends and the huge hit for Wet, 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 which we've been playing so many times in recent weeks. Almost seems like we've played it as many times as perhaps we could have played the original version by the Beatles and the former million-seller version of that song too by Joe Cocker added together. However, what we have never played before is the other side of the record because I guess, well, unless you've gone out and bought the record as many, many people have done, you may not have heard the other side, on the radio at least. It is, in fact, a double A-sided record. The A side, as we featured, Wet, 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 with a little help from my friends. On the other side, the AA side, double A side, all in aid of charity, incidentally, for the Childline charity, is a version of another Beatles song. But AA, nobody's been playing that one, so we're going to put that right here and now. Here's the other side, the AA side. And this is She's Leaving Home by Billy Bragg.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins.